Hello and welcome to today's mini episode of All the Wiser. An early happy Thanksgiving to everyone, and we are going to kick off this holiday weekend with an episode of gratitude. This is also our last episode of the wild year of 2020. And I want to tell you a personal story about my choice to take off work during the holidays. Last year, I decided that I wanted to try taking off the month of December, and everyone told me it was a horrible idea. That my job as a podcast host was to show up regularly and deliver. Anybody who has worked with me knows my workaholic tendencies and a habit I do not love called the need to please. But last year, I was inspired by our guests who consistently said one of their greatest lessons was the realization that life's greatest gift is our friends and family. So I followed my gut, my God, my heart, and decided, in spite of the fear of losing a few hundred listeners, that I would take off and spend the time focused on the people who matter most to me. And here's what happened. While I was busy being present with my family, our numbers quadrupled. Apple discovered All the Wiser, and suddenly we were one of the top 50 society and culture podcasts. Well, I have no idea what is going to happen this December. I am sticking with my plan of slowing down during the holidays. In this final episode of the year, I'm going to take you back to some of the most memorable and wise lessons we have learned from our guests in 2020. And because we have all lived through this unthinkable year, both in our country and the world, I am focusing on the lessons that apply to us most now. Erin Carr, a former heroin addict, shared the day she gave birth to her son and gave up drugs forever. A poignant reminder that we will not be defined by our lowest moments in life and that our futures can be brighter than our past.
When I gave birth to Atticus, you know, they cleaned him up and the nurse handed him to me. And I had just one of those sort of cliche sounding lightning bolt moments. She put him in my arms. I looked at him. And the first thought I had was, oh, it's you. Like, I knew this soul. I knew this person. There was like an immediate familiarity there. And then the next thought I had was, I love you more than I hate myself. And that was a very profound moment for me because I had lived with so much self-hatred for so long. I wasn't very good at loving other people either. But I knew when I saw him that I wasn't going to leave the legacy of who I had been with this kid.
In this time of deep division and hatred in our country, we had two jaw-dropping and powerful examples of how we can transcend both. We heard from a former skinhead named Tim, and the gay man he nearly beat to death, Matthew. They walked us through their unexpected journey of healing, forgiveness, and friendship. Matthew shared the moment that ex-Nazi skinhead Tim held the hand of his dying partner.
Tim had gotten to know my partner at the time. They had become good friends. They had a few things in common. And about 8 years into the one Tim and I work and then Tim's friendship with Mike is that Mike passed away. But Mike was Tim's friend. And I love telling this part of the story. Tim came there to be with me when Mike was nearing the end. And I remember him saying goodbye to his friend and I was saying goodbye to my partner. And that's such an incredibly remarkable moment from lying half dead in an alley at the hands of these men, and then having one of those men hold the hand of my partner to say goodbye. And that, to me, is what healing and true forgiveness looks like.
Zach Ibrahim also delivered this message of breaking through the walls that divide us. Zach's father is a famous terrorist who is responsible for the World Trade Center bombings. Zach talked about the day he and his mother decided they were exhausted from hating, and they committed their lives to connecting with and understanding others, despite their race or religion.
I had a conversation with my mother not long after that about how my worldview was starting to change. And she said to me a phrase that I will hold dear to my heart for as long as I live. She looked at me and she said, "I'm tired of hating people." And it wasn't just that you could see the toll of dealing with the fallout of my father's actions had on her. Dealing with the death threats in the FBI and lawyers and the NYPD, being ostracized from community after community. It was like she was giving me permission to go out into the world and experience people based on one-on-one interactions, that I didn't have to be so fearful of the next person coming around the corner. And really, from that moment on, I would liken it to taking a pair of sunglasses off. The world was a brighter place for me.
Preston Gorman survived the Ebola virus. His recovery was weeks in a plastic bubble at the NIH, with doctors treating him in moon suits. In our timely interview, he celebrated our country's frontline healthcare workers and the moments of humanity that make all the difference.
Dr. Chertow stuck his hand in the plastic bubble with the glove and said, "Preston, we're here and we're going to take care of you." And
what did that mean to you?
You know, it's the first time anybody had said something like that, but something about the way he said it, maybe it was the tone of his voice, but it was so comforting, I think, to arrive on U.S. soil, my homeland, and to have one of my own people extend his care to me. Something about that was very reassuring.
And one of my favorite guests, Maya Amoyles, who is fighting stage 4 cancer during this pandemic, talked about finding gratitude in the everyday simple moments of life.
I think a lot more focus on the very small things. And I feel like that's been a bigger lesson for me, is that happiness really comes from the small moments, not the big ones. It's not the promotions and the achievement awards and the accolades. It's the my mom bringing me a cup of coffee in bed, or it being like the sun beating on your back, or catching up with a friend sporadically on the phone. So I feel like it's gone more into the minutia rather than 27-year-old Maya might be journaling about like professional accomplishments or much more ego-driven things. It's that, and then it's things that I've had heightened awareness to because of what I'm going through. So when I started chemo, I was doing cold caps to help keep my hair, and you couldn't touch your hair for 6 months. I couldn't. And so being able to wrap my hair in a towel when I get out of the shower is something I really appreciate, or being able to wear a hat or put my hair in a ponytail. Things that I just didn't even know were things to be grateful before. I try and still cultivate that.
And finally, we heard from some very cute kids in our COVID Kids episode who unanimously decided that one of the gifts of quarantining was slowing down their busy schedules and spending more time with the people they love. Are there things that you like about the quarantine and so much time staying at home?
Well, just seeing my family and being around my family to play with them and keep me lots of company.
Yes, because I am at my house more.
It's less in the car.
I do like having time to do what I want to do, like having time on my hands to paint more, and I didn't really have a lot of free time before.
What are you most grateful for?
I'm grateful that I have more time to spend with my family.
My family, my friends. That's it.
I hope you find those clips as inspiring as I do, and that their lessons will stick with you in the weeks and months to come. I also want to take a minute to say how grateful I am for the team behind All the Wiser, that's Erica, Kelly, and Kessie, and each and every one of you. I am deeply proud and appreciative of our loyal and engaged audience. You have helped share these stories and the podcast and rooted us on every step of the way. I hope you enjoy your holiday weekend, and as a reminder, go easy on yourself and others and soak up every precious moment. We will be back in 2021, just like you, better than ever. In the meantime, you can follow us on Instagram at All the Wiser Podcast, on Twitter at All the Wiser Pod, or subscribe to our newsletter at allthewiserpodcast.com, which I will be releasing in December. Take care and happy holidays.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.